Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education. This podcast today is supplied to us by Amy Fanning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Amy for her thoughts on cell phone use in schools. And so now here's Amy.
My name is Amy Fanning, and today is January 29th, 2009. This is my second podcast for issues related to technology. Today's topic is cell phone use. Students are allowed to have cell phones in my school, but are not allowed to have them on or use them at any time. I feel as if there is really no harm in letting students use cell phones in the hallway, or in between classes, or during lunch. I really feel as if this would help the teachers having to monitor students and cell phones in class. I honestly don't even mind texting during class, as long as it's not interrupting learning. Now, I understand the safety concerns and such, but in all honesty, I do believe that there's always going to be something. Students wearing big baggy coats could be carrying in certain type of things, and that can cause a problem, and there's always going to be something. The other concern with the cell phone would be distractions, but as a teacher, you would set up rules that would fit in your classroom to make them, the students, you know, not be able to use them when you're lecturing or during a test or what they do, they consider cheating or what. Those are things you'd have to make specifically to your room. In all honesty, I believe there are more benefits than negatives. As of right now, if parents have to call the office, they have to talk to a secretary, take a note. The secretaries have to take a note, send a student to send a pass, and then the student has to come up and get them. The student has to go back downstairs, talk to the secretary, and then call mom back or the parent back. This way that the parent can directly contact, it kind of takes out the middleman. The other way is when students need to call home, they need to get a pass from a teacher, go to the office, call home. Usually the secretaries dial for them, and then get a pass to come back to class and so on and so forth. In this way, that it would be kind of, again, eliminating the middle person. It would really be more efficient and save time for all if students could contact parents using their cell phones. As a teacher, I am constantly monitoring cell phone use. Kids will write a pass to go to the bathroom and use their cell phone. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like following the kids into the bathroom to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be in there. I have talked to others who have a policy that allows students to use their cell phones in between classes, and they say that it makes a world of difference when coming to monitor a classroom or managing cell phones. Kids have a tendency to be a little bit more hidden and whatever with that, so the phone management is so much easier.
I think that was an insightful conversation on cell phone use in schools and how if we, instead of tightening down on students, actually give them some autonomy, that students can probably find appropriate uses for technology. And sometimes we try to stifle the children and make sure that they aren't doing bad things instead of allowing them to be creative and to communicate as students communicate quite openly nowadays at the speed of thought. So, I'd like to thank you all for joining us here today on this podcast. And I'd like to thank Amy for allowing us to use a portion of her podcast. And we'll be seeing you again soon. Thanks. Talk to you later.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough, no funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight Song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.